Hello. Definitely breathing. Out of nothing. Oh, we can do that. Okay. We're in Brooklyn, this first one. Memory, we're going to give a lot of credit to Memory this week. Memory is the Middle East Media Research Institute. The story out of Brooklyn is a January 12th Friday sermon at Fort Hamilton Islamic Society of Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, which was streamed live on Facebook. Now, this unnamed imam, if it's a good thing for him, I'm guessing early 20s, but if he's younger, he has it. Let me just say what we're going to share is, oh yeah, I'm she's bold. Let's just say that this video, and he's talking about the lies. This man is either so ignorant. Well, you don't have to know the Quran to be an imam. We've learned that, but it's even in the Sharia, but this proves it. All right, here we go. Have incurred the wrath of Allah. The Quran says, woe to them for their hands are written, woe to them for what they earn. I'm sorry? That's a good question. All right. It said the prophets of the Jews are those who have incurred the wrath of God. I think I'm already there. Second. It's 2:07. Oh, just passed it. All right. Okay. I'm going to pull this up then. All right. Present. Share. All right. 2:79. So woe to those who write the book with their hands. They say this is from Allah to purchase by it a small price. So woe to them for what their hands wrote, and woe to them for what they are earning. Makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Well, Christy, you're going to be in tears laughing at this part. Yes, I'm listening. I've enjoyed this. So how long are we going to fall? Say that again. How long is it going to take us to fall to the bottom? There you go. There you go. That's probably the best answer. Let's see. We have. Oh. Oh, we. We just have how disgusting. we've got their brainwashed, but no answers beyond that. It just makes you laugh. Yes. That's not going to happen after you gave that stuff on wool. I'm still laughing over that one. All right. Verse 38, you said? Okay. 38. Yep, here we are. And there is no creature on earth or bird that flies with its wings, but, and that he might know the hypocrites. And it was said to them, come, engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, if we knew. Yes. Yes. Muslims who do not go to war. They said, if we knew how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their hearts, and Allah knows best what they hide. Is that what we're looking for? Yep. The mouse. Here we go. And that's the most details. By the way, Usama, I think you're mentioning the most details you'll find in the Quran. And the Jews and the Christians said, we are sons of Allah and his beloved. Say, so why does he torment you from your sins? Yet you are human among those created. We are sons of Allah. Sons. We are sons of Allah and his beloved. Nine thirty-one. Okay. Nobody would believe that. It's sorry advice. Sorry statement. That's what it comes down. All right, 44. Surely we have sent down the Torah in it. He's the one who said it. Umda also. Surely we have sent down to the Torah. In it is guidance and light. The prophets. That's what he's saying. Light. Does not, and whoever does not judge by what Allah has sent down, so those are the infidels. That's what it says. And in their footsteps we sent Isa, son of Mary, confirming what is between his hands of the Torah. I'm guessing that you. Confirm. They can't. Oh, that makes you an imp. And in their footsteps we sent Isa, son of Mary, confirming what is between their hands of the Torah. And we gave him the gospel. In it is guidance and light, confirming what was between his hands from the Torah, and a guidance and a sermon to the fearer. And what the people of the gospel judge, Allah has sent down in it. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has sent down, so those are the transgressors, we could say sinners. And to you we have sent down the book of the truth. Yeah. I believe it's the Christians. Oh, Muhammad. I'm sorry, Muhammad. Okay, and to you. Muhammad, yeah. The book. I'm guessing the Quran. With the truth confirming what is between the hands of the book. So what it sounds like. And as guardian over it, I'm just trying to find the mouse. I just moved. All right. There we go. And there we go. There we go. Six. Here we go. And what was verse? And indeed the messengers before you were denied, so they were patient on being denied, and they were harmed until our victory came to them, and no one can change the words of Allah. Well then. Okay, and just a second here. So the second video comes from Dearborn, Michigan, the American Muslim Society, Sheikh Mostafa Tolba. Again, this is January 12th. It's on the same day the last video was recorded, and it was put up on YouTube. Now, to say this is filled with hate speech, just putting it mildly, and this is the one. Yes. Let me pull this up. All right. Just a... Come on. All right. Yeah, I found it. I just gotta get this. Gotta get this. All right. I gotta have a cat for you to take it out. All right, again, this is from memory, so give them the credit for it. Here we go. May the children... when the second warning would come to pass, when the last promise and the last time of warning for them. I will take care of them, yeah. And they will enter the mosque as they had entered it the first time. Utterly destroy whatever that fall into their hands. They will demolish every. By Allah, the land of the Palestine will be the land of the Caliphate. Trying. Okay, I'm gonna go back. Okay. All right. No, there was a church there. And we decreed to the children of Israel in the book, twice you will vandalize on the earth and you will be lifted to a big height. Allah decreed, well, if you decree something, you're telling them you're going to do it. I think it is the most, I think the thing that people need to understand, this is being, we have two imams that we've shared in different parts of the country on the same exact day that they said this. He starts out, "O Allah, bring annihilation upon the unjust and criminal aggressors." O Allah, disperse them and rend them asunder. O Allah, make the malice among themselves severe. O Allah, support our brothers in Gaza, O most merciful one. O Allah, make their feet firm and guide their shooting. O Allah, have mercy on their martyrs. And that's, O Allah, stand by our brothers in Yemen and support them. There's one. Stand by our brothers in Syria and Iraq, O most merciful one. Stand by our brothers everywhere. That's the last piece. It's sick. Oh, you want to go, do you want to break for now to go to the study? Okay, all right. Yes. Okay, the next one we're going to show is another one that was exposed by memory, at least many researchers do. They caught this guy on November 24th. This is a Florida dentist from the Jordan who also serves as imam. He is Dr. Fadi Kablawi. He's giving a Friday sermon at the Masjid Asuna Anabawaya. Is that correct? Abuya. And this is in North Miami. Okay, here we go. And that's why I knew you were going. Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm trying to go back quick. Allah and his messenger are innocent from the polytheists with whom you have a covenant. You want me to go to 31? Okay. Okay. So travel in the land 4 months and know that you will not hinder and that Allah will shame the infidels. You will not hinder Allah and that Allah will shame the infidels. So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them and take them as captives and besiege them. All right, let's go on. Okay. Oh, they actually gave them water treatment plants. They gave them all these things, and they didn't take care of them. It was about 1,200 to 1,400 have been killed in the attack. It was a little over 200, I believe. It was around the 200 that were kidnapped. Philippians, I think it's 3:13. Okay. I'm not sure. It might be. Okay, it's 3:14. I'm 3:14. I'm sorry. That means the Hindus, the Buddhists. That means anybody that doesn't believe Islam. Hold on, I get pushed the wrong button here. All right, here we go. I'm trying. Yeah. We're going to go back. Yeah. I do want to point out that Ms. Carmel has asked, why isn't the federal government doing anything? And that is the right question, because you or I would get shut down for hate speech. But this is permitted. Yeah. That's where he starts. I already went back. I already went back. I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah. Okay. Well, Alice. Support our brothers in Palestine against the tyrannical Jews. Okay. Oh, Allah, support our brothers in Gaza against the tyrannical Jews. Oh, Allah, bring annihilation upon the Zionists, for they are no match for you. Oh, Allah, bring annihilation upon them, for they are no match for you. O Allah, shake the ground under their feet. O Allah, shatter their unity, disperse their gathering, and make their hearts quake. Don't know if there's another one here. That's it. Okay. So this next one comes from we have to thank Memory for this. Ayman Aishak, care director of Mosque Engagement, was giving a Friday sermon on January 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And in case you don't know, this guy represents Hamas in America, which is what CARE is here. So think about that. They had Hamas speaking in a mosque here in the United States. So... all right, let me just pull this one up.
Yes.
Crazy. Oops, I pushed the wrong button again. All right, let's try this again. I'm sorry, this part makes me laugh. This part makes me laugh. Yes, yes. And the Egyptians hated us for it. They ran away, so they ran. They left their lands. I mean, if you leave your land and decide not to fight for it, that's on you. I'm sorry, you cowards ran away. Yes, that's the point. That's the point. Yeah. They left. They instead of fighting for it, they ran and fought against it. That was what Reagan said. Ronald Reagan said that. She left Iran and Iraq alone. Yeah, Reagan was upset with Carter because he got in the middle of that. But he said if you left them alone, they would continue to kill each other. Backwards or forwards? Okay, it's okay. To conquer us, destroy our countries, control us. All right, we just let it play. Well, the devil was before that. That's right there. It's much easier job for the enemies of Allah, for the devil and the supporters of the devil. So Allah is smaller. Yeah, he's saying. So if you have any questions, please put a queue beforehand. I haven't seen any tonight. So please, please put a question up there, put a queue up front, and we'll listen to that. This is, if you are a lover of Islam and you've seen what we've been sharing and how these imams have decided to lie to their people and deceive them. If you've discovered that people are deceiving you about Islam and those are the people who are leading your groups that teach Islam, maybe you want to leave Islam. So leave Islam, and then we'll give you a choice. Then take this choice to follow Christ.